Hello, my lovely edge dwellers. Look, Alex here, Power Sorcerer. Welcome to my She Who Knows blog pod post, the audio version of it for December the... December 28th, 2022. And the reason I'm stumbling over the date is because this comes from a series of channeled sessions that I did that it began in 2019, the end of 2019. And this particular session was done and recorded in February of 2020. And I thought at the time that I would post these right away, and that was the beginning of the pandemic, and there was a lot of things that were delayed at that time. But what I'm coming to realize is that I did it then, but I was getting it in advance for being able to post it now. So there's something important that I haven't quite been able to articulate yet, but there's something quite important about posting this information at this time. So this particular recording, this particular session is titled Joy is Love Recognizing Itself. And as I began this session, this is what I was picking up. As we begin, I'm in a ball of some kind of light, as wide as my outstretched arms. If I move my feet, it spins all around me. As it spins, it rings with the sound of joyful, playful little bells. I'm in control of the spinning as if it were the field of my physical body. My guides are telling me that I'm going to the subatomic level for a moment, and then I'm coming back up again. The experience reminds me of a flight check. The decision about where the flight is going is made before the pilot is on the flight deck. If I want to know where the commands are coming from, i.e. the flight plan for my body, I have to go outside the flight deck where things are not controlled with thought. Outside of the metaphorical flight deck, there doesn't seem to be any boundaries. Instead, everything is done using my knowing, quote-unquote knowing. There's a set of principles to provide me with guidance. This guidance says that my body is a vehicle for my spirit. It sets out what is within the bounds of my body, within the capabilities of my body. It gives my body predispositions to movement, function, strength, and capacity, like a blueprint. It says that this is the flight plan for my body in this lifetime. Within that, there's a scope of potential. As I make choices in my life, if it's not within the scope of my body's blueprint to be, for instance, an Olympic runner, it doesn't matter what I do within the bounds of my physical capacity, it won't happen. We each have control over what happens energetically within our unique scope, in all the ways that feed or impede energy. That's mostly in the realm of emotion, because the vibrations that affect us predominantly stem from emotion. The emotions of human life forms on the planet affect all living things. The emotions are essentially the lower vibration translation of spirit. It happens this way. Our spiritual self creates intention. That intention informs emotion, and eventually, emotion creates physicality. We can move back to a vantage point where we can see the physical ramifications of this process. I can see a jagged, energetic edge of anger that surrounds the planet right now. It's white and looks like lightning. Humanity is adjusting in order to transmute it. Individual and collective anger hits the energy field and is either fed by unprocessed anger and fear in the field, or it accesses a ground wire that conducts it right through the planet and out on the other side. The best way to keep your personal ground wire clear and accessible is to process all of your anger so that it isn't there to be tinder for more anger and fear. When we don't feed the energy of anger, it dissipates. Fear is a cousin to anger. It takes a shadow. It's like a shadow of it, black and murky. Fear distorts. Whatever you look at through the energy of fear is distorted. Anger burns through like lightning does, and fear feeds itself. Fear needs more fear. It's like it eats itself and creates more. Love is like the jingle bells we mentioned earlier. Love knows itself. It recognizes itself. And my voice was stronger as I said this in the recording. Joy is the expression of love. Joy is love recognizing itself and is more powerful than the anger or the fear. We get to just play in it. We move our feet, we dance, and it jingles. Love is what heals the body. The love is around all the time. Everything else is impermanent. We choose to experience anything other than love. However, if we stayed in the love all the time, we would not have the other experiences. We are here on the planet to have the other experiences. In our blueprint, we set our intention regarding whether we're going to stay in those experiences that are other than love or move in and out. Will we decide to visit there or Will we decide to visit there or live there for a lifetime? How we interact in those other experiences, such as fear and anger, determines what happens in our bodies. And that is governed by what the original capacity for the body was in our blueprint. So one person may process anger or fear in a different way than another does. How long you've been doing that for and to what depth will determine what choices come next for you. Each one of us is like a cell. If you put a whole bunch of angry, fearful cells together, you get a different outcome than if you put one angry cell in amidst a whole bunch of joyful cells. Overall, joy wins out, but it is affected by the other emotions. One angry cell will affect a whole bunch of joyful ones, but not to the extent that it alters the way in which the joyful cells operate. Planetary blueprint. Our planetary blueprint has to do with intention. It's dynamic because our expression of our emotions and our interpretation of the planetary energy is constantly altering. It's also influenced by beings from off the planet, but only if we collectively allow it. Human life on Earth is involved in an experiment that is akin to a great giant petri dish. If a new bacteria is introduced, we react, but only within the capacity that we have already set up. And further, each being can leave at any time. So the planet operates like a body. It has a capacity like the body does. It's a reflection of what's going on in and around the atoms, the cells, individually and then collectively. Outside influences are drawn to and influence the body of the planet, but only to the extent that the body/planet is susceptible. The more joy the body/planet stands in or exists in, the less susceptible it is to anything other than what it has intended as its purpose. The ultimate influence is the spirit, which chooses from a place of love and joy. From love and joy, we have the option to choose something, anything, that is not loving and joyful. However, the purpose of living, generally speaking, is love, which is loving and joyful. It's like when you bring a boogeyman to a party and it runs around scaring everyone, and everyone shrieks and giggles as they choose the experience. The confusion arises when we forget that we brought it there to scare us so that we could have fun with it. When we start to believe that it is something that it was not originally intended to be. As with such a party, some people may go home early. They may say, okay, I've had enough of this experience and I'm going home now. See ya. The people who are left behind are the ones who are still engaging, sometimes with less memory of the purpose and less discernment about the outcome. That's what our current liminal space, this transition space in which we find ourselves on the planet, is about. It's about collectively deciding, okay, we've had that experience now, that's good, done. It isn't that everybody should be done, it's that some people are done and they're shifting. As they shift the collective energy of the organism, which in this case is the planet. When there's more collective joy, it's going to shift how the cell behaves. So there is, energetically speaking, a critical mass or a tipping point. But overall, the planet is made of all these separate cells, and some cells can tip out, leaving the other cells behind, which changes the overall experience for everyone. At a certain point, energies such as anger and fear either take over the entire organism or the organism heals that part of itself. You could say that we have pockets of infection on this planet, and the planet is deciding if it's going to let it take over and infect the organism or whether we're going to heal it. If the balance shifts to infect the entire organism, it will go quite quickly. That's because the parts of the organism that don't want to be infected clear out, leaving the planet and the consciousness behind. They don't disappear, they leave. Matter is not destroyed and consciousness is not destroyed. As things stand, the organism of the planet is not heading towards self-destruction. Parts of it are, but the whole is not. You have your own blueprint. It has already been decided that the planet will save itself. It can change that outcome, but it would require a massive shift away from love. The momentum is already strongly heading in the direction of love, and like attracts like. It was the planet's collective intention to experience itself in this way and to heal. In other words, to reorganize its cellular structure for the purpose of healing. We would say that you are only in danger when you think you're in danger. Fear causes a constriction in the energy field. It rigidifies. Fear crawls into your system and constricts. However, fear can only crawl into an already constricted system. The impetus must have been introduced to begin with. Early childhood experiences can introduce fear into your system. This is not a problem or a negative. Rather, it's because you need it to be introduced at the cellular level. Once introduced, it can be stimulated. Fear is not your natural state, so it has to be introduced. Joy is your natural state, and you have it as a reference point in your human system so that you can return to that reference point for comparison. This is an element of your quote-unquote experience process. Once you return to a state of love and joy, you are relaxed, but dynamic, like when you're dancing. Fear is constricted and not relaxed. Fear cannot be truly dynamic in the same sense as a joyful, healthy organism. Fear moves in spasms and doesn't create the natural balance that a healthy organism has. A healthy organism can go through bouts of fear and come out unscathed. It can react to the emotions. It can constrict and then release. But an unhealthy organism goes through spasms of pain and is limp, like a wet dish rag, in between. As humans who are choosing to engage in this planetary experience at this time, you desire to know that the state of fear is not who you are. You are reorienting to what the joyful state feels like. And that's the end of this session. As always, at the end of these sessions, I like to leave you with a few questions for you to ponder. And in this case, I have three of them, or three categories of them. Firstly, what ideas do you have about what you may have elected to place in your blueprint for this lifetime? 2, was there an introduction of fear into your system, perhaps in your childhood? What useful dynamic did it set up for your later experience? And 3, where might fear be causing an energy constriction in your system? How might you remind yourself of your blueprint and your ground wire? I always like to acknowledge where I get my photograph that I use for each post that I do in my She Who Knows blog pod. This week's photo is by 16 Miles Out, and it's on Unsplash. And the link, if you're interested to find out more about this particular photographer, is at the bottom of the written version of this post. So thank you for joining me. I hope that you find these channeled sessions, and I have a whole bunch more to come. We're not done yet. I hope that you're finding them interesting and thought-provoking. I love to hear your comments. So if you'd like to make any comments, leave them below. I read all of them. They in turn cause me to do a little thinking as well, because I find all of these, just because I'm channeling them doesn't mean that I know all of this information, and it makes me think as well as make you think. And until next time, remember, you too can speak intuition.